Now, let's consider a n-dimensional subspace S. We call that this subspace as an A-invariant subspace if for every vector in this subspace, after you apply the transformation A, it still stays in the subspace. Then it's called an A-invariant subspace. Now, of course, if the matrix is M, then you say M invariant or whatever it is. For example, the zero subspace, empty subspace, the whole space, or the kernel space are all A invariant subspaces. Now, a particular use for A invariant subspace is spanned by eigenvectors. Suppose lambda and x are corresponding eigenvalues and eigenvectors. Then, if you take span of the eigenvector, it forms an A invariant subspace, because if you apply the A matrix to the vector, apparently it still stay as a linear combination of this eigenvector, so it's still in the subspace. Now, more generally, if you have a set of eigenvalues and eigenvectors, well, they're not necessarily distinct, and if you choose them suitably, as long as you consider all those distinct eigenvalues and eigenvectors, and also all those repeated eigenvectors, and if you make sure that all those low-rank generalized eigenvectors are included, then all those eigenvectors and the general eigenvectors span the space spanned by those vectors are indeed an A-invariant subspace. Now, this is a very, very useful subspace we should consider later on, in particular when we talk about a solution of Ricard equations. Now, a very, very special A-invariant subspace is called a stable invariant subspace, where we consider that all those eigenvalues of the matrix constrained to the subspace have negative real parts. In other words, it's stable. So, stable invariant subspace plays the fundamental role in computing stabilizing solutions of the algebraic Ricard equations, which we will consider later on.